WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada went into effect at midnight Eastern time. He had, for a time, said he would impose a tariff of 50%. But after Ontario threatened surcharges on electricity in response, Trump reversed course. President Trump has promised to dissolve the Education Department. Over 1,300 employees laid off Tuesday evening, a source telling ABC News that most of those let go were from the offices for civil rights and federal student aid. One of the questions ABC's Mary Alice Parks is hearing.
What happens to Pell Grant recipients, and what about school lunches? There's, of course, always a concern that some of these impacts will be felt by, the poorest and most vulnerable Americans first.
It passed the House, but a spending bill to avert a government shutdown is facing uncertainty in the Senate. 60 votes are required for passage in the Senate, so the bill needs support of at least 8 Democrats to make it to Mr. Trump's desk. This is ABC News. Suddenly, Americans are feeling pessimistic about the economy, according to the airlines.
Delta and other airlines say Americans are quickly cutting back their spending on travel. Coming out of the pandemic, travel spending was at record levels, but now Delta is slashing its first quarter earnings and revenue outlook, saying uncertainty over the U.S. economy is negatively impacting demand to travel domestically. Airlines say because of pessimism over the economy and after several recent plane crashes, consumers, companies, and the government have cut back on booking air travel. Alex Stone, ABC News.
West Virginia football coach Rich Rodriguez banning his players from dancing in TikTok videos.
I said everything today is about trying to make everybody individual. It's all about the individual. It's all about the individual. And I said football is one of the last things that was got to be more about the team than the individual. And so I banned dancing on TikTok. I guess I did that.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season three. He added that the season three executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season one. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries or a little bit of light snow in the overnight. Otherwise, plentiful clouds. Temperatures dropping to the mid and upper 20s. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine will continue with an afternoon high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate with Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang filling in. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. The Dow is down, 857 points right now, if I'm reading the screen right here on CNN. The business community is kind of looking at Donald Trump and his tariffs and his threats and his bluster and all this other stuff and going, huh? Not sure that's such a good idea, Donald. Don't think you should. Don't think I should have done that, right? So here we have now the very real risk that the United States is going to slide into a recession. I mean, you got Donald Trump with his on and off tariffs, but which, by the way, there's a lot of people who are wondering, is Trump running a pump and dump scheme? He's uniquely in a position to do it. And this is a guy who, you know, has throughout his career has broken many, many laws whenever the opportunity presents itself to his profit. So, you know, say he takes, you know, $100 million, $200 million, a couple hundred million dollars, whatever, and buys puts, you know, bets that a stock, the market will go down on a basket full of stocks or maybe even on an index fund so that, you know, it won't be easily tracked back to him. And then comes out and announces a tariff. The market crashes. Now, with puts, not only are these bets, but, you know, the market goes down 10%. You can make 100%. I mean, you can, these are leveraged, hugely leveraged bets, depending on how you organize them, how you put them together. And then once